calls after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A split in the two Democratic primaries yesterday as Bernie Sanders wins Oregon, Hillary Clinton takes Kentucky.
Bernie Sanders rallied with supporters in Carson, California, looking back at Kentucky.
It appears tonight that we're going to end up with about half of the delegates from Kentucky.
Not quite a mention of Clinton's narrow win in the bluegrass state. Sanders holds out hope California on June 7th could give him a massive victory, leading to a contested convention. Some rallygoers held signs saying Bernie or bust. The bust should worry the Clinton camp and perhaps party officials if many Sanders supporters refuse to turn out in a general election. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Hillary Clinton campaign is opening two new organizing offices here in Washington today, one on Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, the other on M Street Northwest. Prominent D.C. Democrats will be at each opening. Donald Trump's win in the Oregon primary yesterday puts him just 77 delegates away from clinching the Republican nomination. And Trump also has now agreed to disclose some financial information to GOP officials.
He has also filed his personal financial disclosure form with the Federal Election Commission. Trump says he reported an income of nearly $560 million and a net worth of $10 billion. The Clinton campaign responded that Trump's PFD is no BFD and that he should release his tax returns, something he says he will do after he is no longer under an audit.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. The fight over D.C.'s concealed carry gun law isn't over yet after a judge's ruling yesterday.
Judge Richard Leon ruled the requirement that people need to have good reason to apply for a concealed carry permit is likely unconstitutional.
We're reviewing the decision and we'll make a decision on whether to appeal that decision and also whether to ask for a stay of that decision very shortly.
D.C. Attorney General's office spokesman Rob Maru says a stay would allow the law to keep being enforced while the appeal goes on.
It's going to go to the D.C. Court of Appeals, and President Obama has basically stack the court.
Crime Prevention Research Center President John Lott says it may ultimately end up at the Supreme Court, which currently is split on the issue. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
House Republicans are moving ahead with a $622 million bill to fund the fight against the Zika virus, but that is just one-third of the amount the Obama administration asked for. In Baltimore, the defense is expected to rest today in the trial of one of the six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Closing arguments likely to take place tomorrow. That Northern Virginia congressional candidate whose Facebook screenshot revealed that he'd been visiting some porn sites has an explanation.
This all started when Mike Webb's personal computer came up with 4,800 viruses.
Everybody said it was because you were serving porn. So I was trying to figure out, well, where does this allegation come from?
So then Webb said he checked out some adult websites.
I was trying to find out exactly like what would someone do on one of these sites to actually get infected.
Webb, who is petitioning to run as an independent candidate in Virginia's 8th congressional district, says this is not something he normally does.
I'm a preacher's kid. I don't serve porn sites.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,530. The NASDAQ at 47,16. Sports, the Nats lose to the Mets in New York. The O's fall to the Mariners at home. WNBA, the Mystics took on the Dallas Wings tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek. Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All lanes reopened, leaving Brandywine northbound 5 as you come past the hospital at Surratt's Road. Still might see some activity over on the shoulder, but again, all lanes do get you by. 210, we've had a slow go at it northbound as you pass Palmer Road and heading up through to the Beltway. Earlier broken down was reported along the way. No problems to report passing Woodyard and Dower House Road on Route 4, but now it's going to be a bit slow right as you pass the Suitland Parkway coming outbound. And that's due to just the volume there as you get toward that stretch. Suitland Parkway inbound toward DC 295 slowing. 295 passing East Capitol Street heavy on the brakes. Now we're slow in this rush hour over the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. 14th Street Bridge also slow out of Virginia toward the freeway and the 3rd Street Tunnel. 270, it's just been about the stop and go through Urbana down toward 109. Get a little bit of a break and then slows again there, 370 off and on down toward the Beltway, with lanes reported open. And again, a reminder on Metro Rail, orange, silver, blue lines expect delays due to speed restrictions at maintenance work at McPherson Square through tomorrow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A lot of gray sky around, some patchy fog this morning, and maybe a few showers trying to sneak in as we go through the midday and into the afternoon. Most of the rain stays away. Low 60s. Chance of showers tonight, low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds go away to some sunshine as we push it up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Manassas, 52 in Silver Spring, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. A single, unique pink diamond sells for $31 million. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, Amanda Carpenter will be here to sort of go over all of the numbers and what they mean from last night's primaries in Kentucky and in Oregon. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, just use your mind.
Well, there he goes again. President Barack Obama and his Department of Labor today are going to finalize a rule that makes 4.2 million more Americans currently not eligible for overtime, eligible for overtime. The White House is bragging about how this is going to boost wages by $12 billion over the next 10 years, seemingly completely clueless as to where the money for those wage boosts come from. Of course, it's going to come from employers, which then will pass on the cost of those increased salaries to you, the consumer, in the purchase of goods or services. And this deserves some conversation, because no one is against people making whatever fair wage they can negotiate for themselves. But for the president and the Department of Labor to just sign a document that automatically changes the rules on how overtime is legally calculated in this country, well, that doesn't quite seem right. It's not following market dictates. It's just, hey, we think we should do this, so we're going to do it. Here are the details on this. Right now, if you make more than $23,660 a year, which admittedly is not a huge salary in this country, depending on where you live. But if you make over $23,660 a year and have some kind of managerial position, your employer can say, listen, sometimes you're going to have to work over 40 hours and there's no overtime involved. And by the way, as an employee, you have the right to say, okay, well, I'm going to find another job. Or you can go ahead and stay in that job and hopefully advance because you've showed your employer that you work your tail off and you want to be in a salaried position rather than an hourly employee. That's up to you. Well, right now that salary threshold is $23,660. The Department of Labor, as of this afternoon, will increase that more than double. $47,476. That is a huge increase. This is going to impact small businesses. It's going to impact medium-sized businesses. And I would love to hear, and ultimately it will impact us, because this is going to raise the cost of goods and services, or it's just going to mean the companies will not hire as many people. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. I want to hear from you if you are a small business owner, if this is going to impact you, or if you are an employee that falls in this threshold and you say, you know what, I work, you know, 60 hours a week and I don't get paid time and a half. I deserve that overtime. It's wrong, and I'm happy that the president has done it. We want to hear from you as well so we can discuss the larger ramifications. 888-630-WMAL. I think you already hear where I stand on it, so go ahead, Brian.
I'm not far off the mark from where you're at on this. I mean, look, first of all, you need to know that a lot of employers choose not to invoke the rule. That happens in a lot of places of employment. They simply say, yeah, we could invoke that rule, but in order to keep good people, we're going to pay them fair wages. And if you work more than 40 hours, you're going to get time and a half. They choose to do that, even though they could have certain employees be exempt. Here's the other thing about it, and this is an immutable law of economics. I bring this up every time we talk about this kind of thing, especially when we talk about the minimum wage. When something is more expensive, the laws of economics tell you there will be less of it. So, if you're an employer and the cost of your labor pool just got more expensive, you're going to have fewer employees. That's just the bottom line. There's another way this could go. An employer could say, well, look, my cost of labor just went up, so I guess I'll have to pass that on to consumer because and increase the price of my product, good or service. And so that could also happen. One way or the other, when the president does this little feel-good thing with his pen, he is doing one of two things. He's killing jobs, or he's causing things to be more expensive. That's the outcome of all this. And if you're fine with that, okay, good, that's good. But you need to know what you're going to do. It's not simply using your pen to do something that, you know, this feels good and I'm glad I'm going to do this. There is a reaction to this in the marketplace. Fewer jobs or more expensive products.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, I know that this is a law of economics that you like to quote in terms of if something's more expensive, there will be less of it. My only quarrel with that is I think when something is artificially made more expensive, there will be less of it. Because let's face it, when there is great demand for something like a Tesla, right? Tesla's a pretty expensive car,
yeah,
right? And there's pretty huge demand for that Tesla. Mm-hmm. Manufacturer of Tesla, if they wanted to, they could probably up the cost of the Tesla by about $5,000 and it wouldn't affect the demand. Okay, that's market economics dictating right. It just because the Absolutely. Tesla costs more. Here you've got the government artificially just declaring, we're doubling the threshold. That's what's going to screw everything up. And let's face it, if you're a small business owner right now and you've got employees that are working more than 40 hours a week and they make, say, $30,000 a year, well, now you're going to have to pay overtime to all of them because of this law. What are you going to do? You're going to lay someone off. Someone's going to lose a job because of this. And the White House and all of the talking heads in the media today, when you hear them proclaiming it through their teleprompters, they're going to be saying, good news for the American worker. The president just gave you a raise. Well, it ain't his job to give you a raise. And this is not what our economy needs right now. I know I seem like an ogre here, but I'm sorry. Let the market determine these things. We just lost Dave in Gaithersburg, and he actually wanted to support the law. I just want the record to reflect that we go to people who disagree with our opinions, yeah. Brian, but he dropped off. That's sad. Dave, try to get back on. Rick in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAO. Go, Rick.
Good morning. In a quick defense of Brian, while I was on hold here, I passed 12 Toyota Corollas and not a single Tesla. Having said that, one of the things that drives me nuts about all these sorts of conversations is that I'm sure James Madison would be shocked to find that the Constitution that he had such a major voice in gives the federal government one single little bit of authority to say a damn thing about wages, period.
Mm. Thank you, Rick. It's a great point, but apparently it does, or at least no one's really challenged it. How about Tom in Fort Belvoir? You're on WMAL.
Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, and great to speak to you. I had 2 points. One, anytime that I had a small business, anytime that I had increased costs, I had to make decisions on whether I was going to hire more people or even take additional work because of the burden. But the other point I wanted to make is I think this raising federal minimum wage and this, which effectively does raise the minimum wage, also raises the amount of taxes the federal government's going to collect. And I think a lot of this is a smokescreen just for the government to raise money so they can spend more.
bring in more money. Well, they certainly will receive more money by their payroll taxes.
Yep.
But Tom, explain to me. So what, when you were a small business owner and these artificial burdens were put on you with regard to employing people, was it a question of then, was it the bottom line, you're going to have to fire someone or you're going to have to raise the cost of your goods and services? That was the delta you had to work out?
Yes. Quite often what it also meant was, because I was a consultant and a contractor, whether I was going to take on additional work and hire more people,
yeah,
because the amount of burden that I had there and the margin that I was going to receive became even less because I was pretty much capped to how much I could charge.
There you go.
So
if you're capped on how much you can charge for your contracts, then that means the bottom line decision you're going to have to make, and many other small business owners will have to make now, is, okay, do I take less profit, do I lose money, or do I fire somebody? Tom, thanks for the call. More of your calls on this. What makes the president think that our economy can weather this kind of effect on wages artificially imposed by the government? By the way, the Congress could do something about this. We'll tell you about that and continue with your calls in a moment. But first, it's 8:15 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Whitten, thank God you're there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And watching everybody closely. It's not been too bad around the Capitol Beltway this morning through Annandale, Tysons, and heading toward the Legion Bridge. Just have had a lot of the stop and go as can be expected. Same story topside and through Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge. Actually starting to get a little bit better. Yes, we're slow before St. Barnabas Road, but not quite back to Route 5 Branch Avenue. Now, here's where we have some problems. Heading out of Annapolis, let's take 50 as you come inbound past Collington Road before you get to the Capitol Beltway for the crash. Again, inbound 50 is going to be before you get to 704. If you're taking the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, once you get down to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue, that's where DDOT tells me they're holding up all traffic right now with an incident right as you come up to that lane divide. Now, once you get onto New York Avenue, once you can get there, and for commuters heading inbound through the signal light delays, north in the 3rd Street Tunnel, just heavy volume heading to outbound New York Avenue, 395. We have you covered. We're slow as you come past King Street, most of the way now to and across the 14th Street Bridge with lanes open to get out to lower 14th Street and to the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Morning fog burning off to just a basically dreary overcast day. Slight chance of rain shower today, high of 61 degrees. Tonight, cloudy skies with a few showers overnight, low of 52. And then tomorrow, we'll have cloudy skies early and then partly cloudy in the afternoon. You know what? I like saying partly sunny. Partly sunny skies in the afternoon. High is,
because you are a cockeyed optimist.
I really am. That's a show tune, you know, from South Pacific. Rodgers and Hammerstein. Tomorrow's high is 69 degrees. Right now, 56 degrees at 8:17.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Congress could do something to stand in the way of this increase in overtime rules. And let's just be clear here exactly what the president is doing. Right now, anyone who makes over $23,000 a year and is considered a quote-unquote management position, which means they are not eligible for typical overtime rules.
If you supervise another person, you're a manager.
If you're put into a place where you say, all right, listen, here's your set salary. You make $30,000 a year, and sometimes you're going to have to work more than 40 hours a work week, but you're in management position, and so there are some benefits that go with that, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's now been increased. That threshold has been increased to $47,476. That is more than double the current threshold, and it's going to affect many people. Congress could, they could defund the Labor Department. They could use their purse strings and threaten this. But of course, then they would not be looking out for the little guy. They're not good at making these arguments. They're not good at, I mean, Lamar Alexander said, he left a statement, he sits on the Senate Labor Committee, and he said, this is like a policy that is begging employers to make it as unappealing as possible for companies to create jobs. But,
right.
They're not good at making these arguments. They probably won't do anything about it. Dave in Gaithersburg is back with us, and thank goodness you are. Dave, you're on WMAL, you like the law.
Actually, I think I do. I got to make it sure I'm clear that I've never agreed with Obama on anything before. I'm definitely not a supporter. As I told you, I worked for a company from my entire 30s where I worked 80 to 90 hours a week, and I got paid for 40 hours a week. And now my present company with Obamacare, we eliminated all salaried positions except for mine, which means that I just work more every single week, and we don't get paid extra.
All right. Well, isn't this compounding that problem, though, Dave? You just painted a bleak picture of how Obamacare, again, a law that puts huge cumbersome burdens on employers, has resulted in people losing work. How is this helping that problem? It may help you because you get a little bit more money, but ultimately this is going to be bad for the economy. You got to see that.
No, I see that to an extent. I'm not sure if this is really the answer, you know, but rather than hire two people, they like to hire one person and pay him that amount of money and then just burn them out. In college, they call it the cracked egg syndrome. You hire a lot, you know, a young college graduate, pay them a decent salary, and then you burn them out so they quit before they get old and retire and have to get paid all the medical benefits.
Yeah.
You know, they actually teach you that in college.
Oh, my.
You know? And I don't know. It's like I can't stand Bernie Sanders or Hillary, but and I don't know what the real answer is as far as like the minimum wages and things like that. But you know, if you look at World War II, when that ended, the average CEO made 40 times what his average employee made, and today they make 40,000 times that much.
Well, they make technically they make 373 times, I believe, what the average worker in their company makes. But listen, what you take home, it should be completely standalone with regard to what a CEO makes. You know, that's the problem. We get into this salary envy thing. People may be happy with what they're making, but then as soon as they compare it to what the boss makes, oh, then he's not happy. Come on, you know. But Dave, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I wanted to get your voice in there. How about Alex in Chantilly? You're on WMAL.
Hey, Alex.
Go
good
ahead,
morning.
Alex.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing what well. Do you think?
Good. I just wanted to bring to light something maybe for all the business owners out there. And that is the two different ways that you can pay a salaried employee over time. And the classic is time and a half, and that's what everybody is, you know, up in arms about. But there's also another option, and it's half time. And essentially what that says is whatever your weekly salary is, let's say you have a $500 a week salaried employee, and hourly for a normal work week, 40 hours, that's $12.50 an hour, okay? So let's say the same salaried employee, say $500 a week, works 50 hours that week. That makes their hourly rate $10 an hour. And so instead of paying time and a half on $12.50, you actually pay half time on what they actually work. You're paying $5 an hour overtime because their hourly wage dropped to $10 an hour because you're calculating it based on the actual hours worked.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does, and that's an argument in favor of changing these rules because employers.
But a lot of people don't even know it exists.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I should probably call in and talk about it.
Thanks, Alex.
We're glad you did.
And there's nothing like throwing a lot of numbers at people as they're fighting with traffic,
yeah,
right? No, I do appreciate it. And listen, this is a complicated issue, and I don't deny that employers exploit employees and they take advantage of the rules as they've been set forth. I don't think the solution is a dictate from the federal government, an agency of the federal government, without Congress even having anything to say about it.
It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
All right, like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable at all. And it, well, sort of manifest into a pretty big fear of the dentist when I was a young adult, and I put it off. Now, thank God I never had major problems with my teeth. When I did finally start going to the dentist regularly about 2 years ago, I found that I had dodged a bullet. But thank God for Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They've got me on the right track now, and I'm going on a regular basis because they specialize in people who have had dental fear in the past. They're amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear, and it's been life-changing. Thank goodness I'm now going on a regular basis, and I'm making sure that I don't have any major dental problems. But you know what? I'm the lucky one. You might not be, and you need to get over to Bethesda Sedation to make sure that they get you on the right path, too. And since May is National Military Appreciation Month, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. How great is that? Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry, call Rocky over there at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. She'll help you out. She'll get you hooked up. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
You've heard the old saying, your two best days are the day you buy a boat and then the day you sell it. Well, timeshares are awfully similar to boats. It's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. You buy that timeshare under the guise of investing in vacation, only to find out you're just investing in annual maintenance fees and repairs to a resort you can't even visit when you want. Then you try to sell it in an online auction for $1, and you still can't find anyone to buy it. That's where my friends at Timeshare Exit Team come in. Timeshare Exit Team is the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare contract safely, legitimately, and forever. They have offices in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to sit down face-to-face for a free consultation with your regional consultant. Don't pay another year's worth of maintenance fees. Go to timeshareexitteam.com. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM, online at timeshareexitteam.com.
8:25, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inside the Beltway, Braddock Road, if you're heading northbound, right as you would come up to 236, Little River Turnpike, that's where crews are trying to help direct you through the incident there. That's right near the Home Depot, so a little extra time for everyone on Braddock Road and on 236, the Little River Turnpike. On the Beltway, leaving Springfield through to Annandale, stop and go to get up toward 236, 66 volume in Manassas, again, Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, and of course, as we head in through Arlington and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, but we've been incident-free, so that has been some good news there. Heading on to the Loudoun County Parkway, north of 50, Loudoun County Parkway slow each direction past Evergreen Mills Road from an earlier incident. Heading in through town, now DC 295, right as you come up to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, crash there to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. You know, since 1941, Dickie's Barbecue has been serving slow smoked meats and home-style sides, your family favorites served by their family. Join them for lunch or dinner today. Order a family pack to take home or get a free catering quote at Dickies.com. Dickies Barbecue, where they speak barbecue. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, maybe some patchy fog, just a chance of showers as we roll through this morning and this afternoon. Looks like most of the rain is going to stay north and west today. Highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees right now at 8:27. The Obama administration today is going to change the way businesses must calculate time and a half wages. Right now, the threshold is a $23,000 a year salaried employee. Anything over above that you're making, you don't have to get time and a half. Now they're going to increase that to $47,476. A huge, sweeping, singular decision that they're making.
Which makes them feel great.
Yep.
It is. They love it. But it kills businesses.
But what about businesses and employers who are actually hiring? Joe in Vienna, you're one of those guys. You're on WMAL. Go, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. You know, I'm one of those evil defense contractors, you know, Beltway bandits. And I have a number of federal contracts where I have a lot of employees that kind of fall under this threshold. And this is just another arbitrary rule they come out with, put in place, demand that we go ahead and comply, even as government contractors, puts us upside down, and then we get zero equity adjustment on any of our contracts.
Mm.
So they expect the private sector to once again swoop in, fix their problems, and then go ahead and burden us with the cost with zero equity adjustment.
So what will you have to do?
So pretty much what's going to end up happening is I'm not going to go ahead and extend my option years to the federal government. I'm going to leave them holding the bucket. I'm kind of done dealing with it. I'm 18 months out right now on the last health and welfare adjustment on one of our SCA compliant contracts.
There you go. All right, Joe, thank you for sharing that information. There's going to be much discussion about this as it will be announced officially later today. And by listening here, you are ahead of the game. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Changing oil, rotating tires, servicing radiators. It's all second nature to Jiffy Lube technicians thanks to our ASC-accredited training program. But remembering the names of everyone who walks through our doors? Yeah, there's no training program for that. Now, this simple courtesy may not seem as helpful as our nationwide database that provides the same information as the dealer, but it's every bit as necessary. Why? The truth is, knowing exactly what your car needs means knowing you, too.
Join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Coming up, Amanda Carpenter, give us a breakdown on yesterday's primaries and how bad it was for Hillary Clinton. Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Yesterday's primaries in Oregon and Kentucky gave both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders something they wanted.
Hillary Clinton got the win she needed, but oh, barely. The margin razor thin, narrowly winning in Kentucky, fewer than 2,000 votes. In Oregon, Senator Bernie Sanders with a more decisive win, taking 54% of the vote to Clinton's 45%, his 20th state victory. Now, despite winning fewer delegates than Sanders last night, Clinton is now just 89 delegates shy of clinching that nomination if we include superdelegates.
Correspondent Christine Romans, meanwhile, with the Republican nomination all but clinched, Donald Trump is now focused on becoming more presidential.
Donald Trump is scheduled to meet with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger today, and the presumptive GOP nominee and the Republican Party's preeminent foreign policy elder statesman. They have something new to talk about. North Korea, Trump telling Reuters in an interview on Tuesday that he would be willing to speak directly to the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a significant policy shift for the U.S. towards the country.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. An appeal may be next as the district fights to keep a controversial provision in its concealed carry gun law. A judge has nullified the provision requiring permit applicants to show a good reason why they need one. But spokesman Rob Marus with the D.C. Attorney General's office says,
this is a perfectly constitutional requirement. It is similar to requirements that federal appeals courts in other parts of the country have upheld in other states.
Voter registrations in Virginia are running at a brisk pace. In fact, now new figures show that almost 35% more people registered to vote in the first 3 months of this year than did so in the first 3 months of 2012. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,530. The Nasdaq at 47,16. Sports, the Mets shut out the Nationals. The Mariners shut out the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics host the Dallas Wings tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hacking can literally be a matter of life or death.
This is a scary concern. Nobody's doing anything about it.
Seven on Your Side senior investigative reporter Lisa Fletcher reveals a disturbing vulnerability in our hospitals.
Is the FDA doing enough?
Where criminals can turn life-saving equipment against you.
It's really bad.
Find out how simple it is to do and why FDA warnings are often ignored. Hospital Hacking, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating.
TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's go into Northwest D.C. right near the Verizon Center. A stretch of 8th Street is blocked off between H and G, so it's putting a little extra congestion on H Street and commuters heading toward I and G, so a little extra time needed. Police activity again, so watch for their direction to work around that stretch. D.C. 295 southbound, right as you come off of the Baltimore Washington Parkway, had a crash. D.C. police tell me that's on the shoulder. Volume and signal light delays heading inbound New York Avenue toward the lights of Bladensburg Road, again at Florida Avenue, and in toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Across the 11th Street Bridge, heavy onto the freeway, but lanes reported open, slowing 295. Suitland Parkway starting to actually thin out. Yes, we still have the volume past Alabama Avenue, but it's getting better. Top side of the Beltway still jammed from College Park to Silver Spring. Beltway in Springfield to Annandale slowing, and Braddock Road inside the Beltway. Right as you come up to 236 Little River Turnpike, still watch for a cleanup of the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays, not much rain coming out of the clouds, though. Maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight down to 52. Better chance of showers later, but still not much rain. Tomorrow will finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Chantilly, 54 in Frederick, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson and Larry O'Connor in the house join us on the line right now. You see her on CNN. Amanda Carpenter here to help us decipher what happened with all the primary results last night. Amanda, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, the way it's been characterized in many reports that we've heard is this was finally a win for Hillary Clinton. But I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm hard-pressed to look at what happened and call it a clear-cut victory for Hillary.
Well, they're both walking away with delegates, and this has kind of been the theme of the primary election on the Democratic side, is that Hillary is winning in the delegates, but Bernie he's got a lot of fight. Did you see that rally in California he had last night? Thousands and thousands of people. He still has all the energy in this race. And so while she is technically on pace to get the delegates, it looks like Bernie has a lot of the movement, the excitement, and Hillary just hasn't been able to create any of that in her primary. And so I'm very curious, if she does get the nomination without having any of this energy, how it's going to match up against Donald Trump.
Bernie cleaned her clock in Oregon, and she won the vote in Kentucky by a rounding error, basically. They split the delegates in that state. How can I put this? are the people who are voting for Bernie Sanders, are they voting for him because they really love what he stands for or even know what he stands for? Or are they voting as a protest against Hillary Clinton, a candidate that most polls suggest people just don't like?
I think it's a combination of both. With Bernie Sanders, you have a lot of disappointed, progressive Obama Democrats with a good, healthy dose of those people we saw camped out at Occupy Wall Street. I mean, these are grassroots folks. They're angry. They're not happy with Hillary Clinton. And the longer this goes on, you know, I do think their party will be unified in the end. But, man, Bernie is not going down without a fight. I mean, he is really ratcheting up the rhetoric against Hillary as it continues. A lot of the Clinton Democrats are getting visibly frustrated, angry with Bernie Sanders because he is, you know, ratcheting up the rhetoric, even though he doesn't have a clear path to the nomination. And you can kind of see them. They've been trying to really hard to keep a clamp on this, to say, okay, Bernie, you know, good job. We're going to be unified in the end. But now they're starting to get downright angry.
Well, I mean,
because Clinton can't put him away.
Well, and that's true. And the Sanders people, the people who are, as you say, very excited about supporting Bernie Sanders, they're enthusiastic supporters. They're very frustrated because they feel like the fix is in and the system is working against them and it's not fair. And some of that spilled over, I think, in Nevada at the state convention.
Yep.
And there's some concern now that those Democrats who support Bernie Sanders may go to Philadelphia and they may really cause some problems for the Hillary coronation.
We're seeing kind of the problem that we saw with Donald Trump for a time, and I think this is something that's a little dangerous. Listen, I'm a pretty rock-rip conservative, and I'm ready to rail against the establishment, but man, if you're going to say the system is rigged and things are corrupt, you better have clear-cut examples that you can point to prove it. And I fear that this rhetoric is kind of thrown around now willy-nilly, saying the system is rigged, it's unfair, and this is getting people really hot. Tensions are running high because people are really invested in this process. More people are engaged than ever. We see, you know, in the ratings and voter turnout, all these things. And so I think Sanders has a responsibility. If you're going to say things are rigged, you have to point to very clear examples, because otherwise people, you know, it's not his fault that people are throwing chairs and making threats against, party people.
Yeah.
But he has to lead them in the right direction. With his speeches, he's not going anywhere. It's all over the place. I don't know what he's trying to get out of his campaign. Listen, if he's not going to get the nomination, he has to have an exit plan. He's probably not going to be a cabinet secretary.
No, I don't think so.
What does he want to get? He's losing leverage, as Donald Trump would say, the more he continues to make the Clinton people angry. And I think they could very easily work this out, but I'm not sure he's worked it out in his head.
Amanda Carpenters, I guess she's a contributor on CNN and also a big-time voice over there at conservativereview.com. And Amanda, you're a millennial woman, so you know a little bit about millennials and women and how they might vote. And I wonder if Hillary Clinton, her proclamation on Monday, let me play it for you.
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it. And
how do millennial women accept that message? You know, I'm going to let my husband take care of the finances here, because
I found it unreal that she would do that. Listen, Donald Trump's number one issues are economy, jobs, and manufacturing. Hillary Clinton says, hey, I'm going to outsource that to my husband and not go toe-to-toe with Trump on these issues. It looks terrible. I can't believe that she would cede these issues to the first man or whatever she would want to call him.
The first husband. And given the fact that all of the young vote and millennial vote are so empowered behind Bernie right now, doesn't this fall, it's just completely tone-deaf about what a modern-day feminist would want to hear.
Completely. And I think it's, you know, Hillary's strategy with Trump, it seems like she wants to just avoid him. I think the Democrats are feeling a little arrogant and saying, oh, he's doing so poorly with women, he's going to tank. Hillary doesn't have to go toe-to-toe with him. No, no, no. I think the Republicans tried that, didn't they? Donald Trump lives on the airwaves. This cycle, I don't think super PAC matter. Yeah. I don't think surrogates really matter. I think the principle matters. Donald Trump has made himself available at all times to great effect. Hillary Clinton can't roll out Paul Begala and her surrogates to do the dirty work for her. She has to go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump on the air, in public, on the women's issue, and especially on the economy.
And finally, in about the 30 seconds we have left, on the Republican side of the equation, Donald Trump did okay. He picked up some more delegates. He's getting closer and closer to clinching. And it seems that the party is starting to surround ranks around Donald Trump, and that there may well be unity by the time we get to the convention.
There may be unity in name only. Is there a word for that? You know, thinking of Rhino. I'm not sure there's strength. I'm not sure there's enthusiasm. Donald Trump, listen, he got to where he is creating new coalitions. He did it his own way. Whatever this looks like at the convention is not going to look like the party of years past. He's going to do it his way. So there will be unity. But I am worried that you're not going to see the enthusiasm. And maybe he'll fix that with a fantastic vice presidential pick like McCain did. But I think he's going to go Gingrich and be a little boring.
All right. We got to leave it there.
Right. Amanda Carpenter, thanks
Amanda,
for joining us.
Thank you so much.
As always, it's 844.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive, you gotta love these guys. Been around for 57 years in Northern Virginia doing what they do best, and that is selling cars, making great deals, and standing behind every single vehicle that they sell. And you want to check out their Memorial Day sales event over at Ted Britt. It's going on right now. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. That's the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. But I want to get back to the confidence you're going to have when you make a deal with these guys. Listen, they love cars and trucks just as much as you love your car and truck. They want you to come back, and that's why they stand behind every fantastic Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln vehicle with a program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always going to be taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Schedule your next service with them. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hudink Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 50, if you're coming inbound through Bowie, the crash had been inbound 50, John Hanson Highway, right past Freeway Airport before you get to the Beltway along the right side. I'm still looking at some of that stop and go on the approach, a little extra volume. Through Laurel, southbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, heavy to get you past 197. Then you're good to go in through Greenbelt, and even inside the Beltway, starting to ease out quickly. 270 in Rockville, the crash. I'm looking at it on the shoulder. Southbound at Montrose Road, still have the MDOT truck there and a couple cars. Focal point of delays. Once you get past Montrose on 270, you are good to go. Down to the spur if you're heading on the Beltway in Bethesda. Now let's get you into D.C. Northwest. Closure still in place. Police activity closing 8th Street. That's right near the Verizon Center. So they have 8th Street closed between G and H. And they also, because of that, I'm seeing a lot of delays on G and on 7th Street as well, picking up the extra delays. So plan for that and watch, please, for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky stays. Not much rain coming out of those clouds, though. Yesterday, 0.41 inches. Today, probably not even a tenth, maybe a few showers. Not much widespread rain. Patchy fog early. 61. Tonight down to 52. Better chance of showers later, but still, not much rain. Tomorrow will finally brighten the sky in the afternoon. Up near 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees right now at 847 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Some tech news for you at 8:48 on WMAL. After about a week of really bad publicity for Facebook and its founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, there is now going to be a face-to-face meeting between the gajillionaire and members, so-called members of the conservative media community. Glenn Beck is one of those people, along with Dana Perino of Fox News Channel, and a couple of other people who will be meeting with Zuckerberg to talk about the suggestion that their employees have been weeding out conservative stories from the trending news topics and focusing more on liberal stories. So we'll see how that goes. Glenn Beck is, as I said, is on board with this. And members of Breitbart News originally, you know, they made a big deal out of the fact that everyone who was going to this meeting were anti-Trump conservatives, and they had a point there for a while until it was revealed that they, in fact, were invited, and they declined to go. They said, forget it. We don't need to participate in your show. So, you know, I mean, to my former colleagues over there at Breitbart, they kind of can't have it both ways. They can't make a big deal out of the fact that only anti-Trump conservatives are going. Yet at the same time, they could have gone, but they chose not to. I don't quite get that. But we'll see.
One of the things that has been said is that, you know, the computer is supposed to be neutral in making these decisions. And one of the stories that I read this morning, very interesting, talks about algorithms are not necessarily neutral because they are developed by people who have a particular viewpoint. And so the viewpoint of those people is reflected in the algorithms. And that may be part of the thing that they have to address here, is changing the algorithms to make sure they are more neutral.
Well, perhaps, but they're not even suggesting that the trending topics are completely 100% driven by algorithms. They concede that they have a staff of human eyes that weed certain stories out.
I think both may need to be addressed.
May I suggest, based on what I see on Facebook, that if they really did leave this just to the computers and your trending topics box was just full of stories that the people on Facebook are talking about.
Well, a lot of stories about cats.
It would be, or stories like, you know, boy trapped in refrigerator eats his own foot, you know, or Bat Boy.
Airplane reference, thank you.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of conspiracy theory and nutbag stuff. So, I mean, again, I'll go back to my original statement. If I had been invited, I would have said I'd love to go, but, you know, please include all of the gun-owning, pro-life religious conservatives that are on your staff that participate in these meetings.
There wouldn't be any.
That's the point. It's 850 on WMAL.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Summer's right around the corner, you know, even though it's a little cold and gloomy and rainy. Yes, summer's coming. You know it is. And that means the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Rent-a-state, you know you can cash in on your home by renting it. Of course you do. Number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demands for rentals is going through the roof. And I know you know that it's a good idea to rent out your property. And I know you know that I know that it's going to make more money for you and give you equity in your home by having someone else pay your mortgage. And I know you know that I know that you know that one of the biggest problems keeping you from renting out your property is the hassle involved. And let's get to that right now. You know, how do you find the right renter? How do you deal with those calls in the middle of the night? You don't have to deal with any of it. That's where Renters Warehouse comes in. They are the experts. They are the professionals. They're going to help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average. And then they're going to manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. That's how you get the job done with Rent-A-State. Find out how much your home is going to rent for, right? Get a free rent price analysis. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that they are the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Some people blame their sweet tooth or their couch potato lifestyle. But now something else may be to blame for what's hurting your health, your job. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at the American Heart Association looked at seven health habits of 5,500 people over the age of 45. Known as Life's Simple Seven, they include blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, fitness levels, diet, smoking, and obesity. Salespeople, administrative support staff, restaurant workers, police, and firefighters were among the least healthy professions. In general, people who did shift work slept less and had higher levels of stress. That can make you more likely to eat poorly, drink more, and smoke. The good news in all this is that your heart health isn't all or nothing. Pack a healthy lunch the night before, snack healthy during the day, and take the stairs rather than the elevator whenever you can. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-469-0286. 800-469-0286.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call Clinical Research Sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
8:55, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's go, Virginia. Better. Braddock Road at Little River Turnpike, the accident out of the travel lanes. Go ahead, you can use that. That's inside the Beltway, and the pace is much better. Still quite slow, though, out of Sterling. Delays actually continue to grow on 28. Southbound 28, Solly Road. Those delays are going to be south of Wax Pool Road, down toward and just past the toll road, the scene of the crash. Also, this affects the eastbound, inbound side of the Greenway, just to merge to go south onto 28 in that same vicinity. In the district, we have big problems still with the closure and police activity near the Verizon Center. They've closed down a stretch of 8th Street between G and H, and in that corridor, 7th Street, quite a mess, as is G and H. So if you can, around that Verizon Center, try to avoid till we get some of those closures finished and reopened. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, maybe some patchy fog, just a chance of showers as roll through this morning and this afternoon. Looks like most of the rain is going to stay north and west today. Highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:57.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend.
All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Well, coming up tomorrow, which would be Thursday, Gary Sinise and Jake Tapper will join us.
That sounds like a terrific way to start our day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And in 8 hours, it's Washington's Drive at 5, where we'll be full of microaggressions. Here comes Chris Plant.
I wouldn't say micro.